8 from the director of Milwaukee County Zoo requesting authorization to grant an underground electrical service easement
to Wisconsin Electric Power Company to install, operate, maintain, repair, replace, and extend underground utility and associated equipment in conjunction with the zoo interchange renovation project.
Mr. Wickenhauser, our zoo director, for those listening in.
Good morning, and members of the committee. We Energies has requested an easement to relocate a high voltage power line that currently exists on zoo property that it parallels Highway 45. With the zoo interchange renovations, the state will acquire that property and a new ramp will be constructed over that. What they're asking for is the ability to relocate the line, which will essentially be bored underneath our exit road to the entrance ramps and then across the street to the Hart Hospital and San Camille.
Very good. Questions by committee members? Comments? Supervisor Borkowski?
I'll move approval, but while we have Director Wickenhauser in front of us, how did you all survive this summer? I know that your location was in the middle of major construction. I know Highway 100 was a mess for all of the summer, and I know that you all had prepared for all of that, but how did the summer and our visitors deal with as far as that construction?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, actually it went better than we had expected. As a matter of fact, this was probably in revenue generated the best a la carte that we've ever had.
Wow.
The state DOT was very responsive to what we needed. They had hired additional or financed additional City of Milwaukee police to be on site to direct traffic for us. They worked with American Transmission to which quit working a day in advance so that we could park on their property.
Cool.
So it worked out well that way. It's not without its pain, though. They're just about done with Highway 100 and Blue Mound intersection, which is a major access to the zoo. We did fairly well in July and August to try and offset some of the bad weather we had earlier in the spring. So that worked out well. We will still continue to have issues as they acquire the auxiliary parking lot that we have, which is on the east side of all of the parking lots and borders Highway 45, actually where this line is going through. The appraisers have been appointed by the state and are working on that. We also have an appraiser and an attorney working on it in parallel so that when we get an offer from the state close to the end of the year, that we can act on that very quickly to get it back to the board for hopefully approval in a favorable way for us. So it's and that will affect the Zufari Conference Center. It'll affect access at 97th Street, as well as they'll be taking out Blue Mound Bridge, which goes over 45, starting late fall and into the spring of 2015. It all goes to 2018. So,
further questions by committee? Yeah, you have a follow-up.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Sure.
And I know that you've got an amazing collection of animals out there. Have you noticed anything? I mean, obviously they're used to what they're used to, and so now you've brought in, you know, different vibrations, different sounds. You know, because the zoo was right in the middle of all of that construction. Have you noticed anything from your collection as far as hopefully there wasn't any negative impact?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, not at this time have we noticed anything. They will begin in October to extend the tunnel that goes underneath I-94 so that they can build two new ramps over that also. They've agreed to drill their pilings as opposed to pounding them. Also, the ramp is designed to protect the buildings and any isolation pens that we have on the south side of the freeway. So they have considered that in their design and subsequently the construction of the highway there.
Cool. Thank you.
Further questions? I think you have some good news to share with us regarding accreditation.
That's right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Although it's not on your agenda, the zoo just was reaccredited by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums for another 5 years. It's a very stringent process. The parks, I understand, are going to be going through something very similar. It measures the quality of operation. There are several thousand USDA-approved facilities within the United States, but there are only 223 zoos and aquariums that are accredited in North America. And I say North America, including Mexico and Canada. So it's a very elite group, and it just shows the quality of operation that you have there and the quality of staff that and programming that, that we have here in Milwaukee.
Congratulations. I think that speaks to your leadership and the quality of your staff.
Thank you.
Any further questions of Mr. Wickenhauser before we proceed to the vote? We have a motion to approve by Supervisor Borkowski. If there are no further questions, please call the roll.
On the motion to approve, Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Saskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you much. And now our chairwoman has arrived. Item number 6, please.